anyone can 3D print at the Maker Studio located in Riddell Library and Learning Center. Erin Wainwright explains how students can submit 3D prints.
Yeah, so if you have something you want to submit, you do it on our webpage. We prioritize student work, but it's in a queue, right? So I have to make sure that people's stuff is being done in the right order.
Although it is a service that is currently free, there are certain limitations.
The filament and everything is free here, but we have limitations on quantity and size. It's one thumb size with the resin per semester because it's quite expensive. Mm-hmm. And then with these ones, it's 5 fist sized per semester. But if you have a special project and it's for school, you can always come in and talk to us if the size is like vital to your project. Mm-hmm. We'll sometimes do it bigger.
The benefits from learning how to 3D print go beyond the classroom.
Well, if you think about it, like education students are going to go to like elementary schools, right? So almost how many schools now have 3D printers, right? And a lot of the times they buy a 3D printer but they have no idea what to do with it. But now all of those students know how to do something, have skills in a makerspace. Do you know what I mean? We actually had a student from last semester that was a part of that, and she actually got a job because of her skills from being in this space.
Even professors have used 3D printers to help their students learn content in a more tangible manner.
There's a professor here, his name is Lars Peterson, and he downloaded DNA parts like to make a bigger DNA strand, and he changed them so that they actually connect and reconnect like DNA does. So we made for him a smaller one, and they're all the same color, and then a bigger one for him to use that are color-coded, and he uses those in his classes. So when students come into his biology class, he'll hand out each single piece of this DNA, and then they all have to figure out how it goes together. That kind of learning experience is way different than just seeing a picture of it.
Erin hopes this service remains free.
We are the only free 3D printing maker studio in Calgary. And it's actually really important, I think, to keep it free because then it garners interest. So hopefully, it's not up to me, but hopefully they'll do that.
For more information on 3D printing services at the Maker Studio, make sure to visit them during drop-in hours, Mondays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sarah Diaz, CMRU.ca.